from the judo mat to the football field. How athletic development led Rufus to a D1 scholarship offer in football. This message was brought to you by www.mindsetofanolympian.com. Greetings. In the world of sports, success often comes from unexpected places. For Rufus, a Division I football player, his journey to the gridiron began on the judo mat and in the realm of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, BJJ. What makes Rufus' story even more remarkable is the fact that he didn't play football at all until he reached ninth grade. Instead, his early years were focused on athletic development, emphasizing a diverse range of sports rather than specialization. As Rufus' coach and mentor, I understood the importance of athletic development from a young age. Rather than pushing him towards a single sport, I encouraged him to explore various athletic endeavors, including judo and BJJ. These martial arts not only provided Rufus with physical fitness and coordination, but also instilled essential qualities such as discipline, resilience, and mental toughness. Judo, with its emphasis on balance, agility, and technique, laid a solid foundation for Rufus' athletic development. Through countless hours on the mat, he honed his grappling skills, learned to leverage his strength effectively, and developed a keen sense of body awareness. These attributes would later prove invaluable on the football field, where agility, balance, and spatial awareness are essential for success. Similarly, BJJ played a crucial role in Rufus' development as an athlete. The strategic nature of BJJ, combined with its focus on ground-based combat and positional control, helped Rufus develop a tactical mindset and an understanding of leverage and body mechanics. These skills translated seamlessly to the football field, where Rufus quickly established himself as a force to be reckoned with. What sets Rufus apart from many other athletes is his willingness to embrace new challenges and adapt to different environments. Despite not having any prior experience in football, Rufus approached the sport with the same dedication and determination that he brought to judo and BJJ. He immersed himself in the game, studying its intricacies and tirelessly working to improve his skills. At the heart of Rufus' success lies the importance of athletic development over specialization. By participating in a diverse range of sports during his formative years, Rufus developed a well-rounded skill set, enhanced his physical abilities, and cultivated the mental toughness necessary to excel in any athletic endeavor. Rather than pigeonholing him into a single sport at an early age, I prioritized his overall development as an athlete, knowing that it would ultimately pave the way for success. Rufus' journey from the judo mat to the football field serves as a testament to the power of athletic development and the value of embracing new challenges. His story reminds us that success in sports is not limited to those who specialize early or follow a predetermined path. Instead, it is the result of hard work, determination, and a commitment to continuous growth and improvement. As Rufus continues to thrive on the football field, his journey serves as an inspiration to young athletes everywhere. Whether it's judo, BJJ, football, or any other sport, Rufus' story reminds us that with dedication, perseverance, and a focus on athletic development, anything is possible. In closing, I mentor and parent more than I coach now. Rufus has his own strength coach, Coach Geoff, at Pride Strength Training in Tampa, Florida. I handpicked Coach Geoff for Rufus because of his knowledge and understanding that movement and speed trumps everything. He makes sure that Rufus is mobile, agile, and strong where he needs to be. And everything that he does is research-based and measured. And because Coach Geoff is a Marine, retired. And that discipline and instructional style is exactly what we need. Coach Geoff is an expert of molding and preparing young men for the rigors and ugly parts of life and doing so with love and empathy. Why am I sharing this? Well, I have a lot of clients who ask me, how do you do it? And how do you train your children? And the honest to God truth is, I did not do it alone. I had a lot of help along the way from many people. And one of my coaches, Coach B. Moore, was super instrumental in encouraging me to stop coaching Rufus so that I could work on my relationship with Rufus. Because high-level coaching puts stress on relationships. That's just a fact. And you need someone to coach you while you are so focused on outcomes, and Coach B. Moore did that for me. And at this stage of the game, Professor Lloyd Irvin guides me on a lot of my communication strategies with my son, as he has a son of similar age going through similar situations. These individuals have been beyond helpful. That's all for today. Ultimately, I believe that winning is a byproduct of one's willingness to suffer while working on these fundamental principles. By focusing on attitude, effort, discipline, and the other values I instill in Rufus and Roddy, I am confident that they will not only achieve success in their athletic pursuits, but also develop into strong, resilient, and principled individuals. And Lloyd and B coached me up on when I no longer had to be the one to dole out the suffering. That's Coach Geoff's job now. Dedicated to your improvement. Roddy Ferguson, remember, I love you, but God loves you best.